This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Portia Burton. Portia, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Portia, who are you and what do you do?
I am a software developer. My daytime job is at the Atlantic Magazine. I'm a full stack developer. I mostly work with Python and JavaScript. And during my free time, I like to experiment with different blockchain technologies like Solidity and Ethereum.
Portia, how are you involved with blockchain?
Well, right now, I write blog posts. The Geeky Hostel has two blog posts. I'm going to write more. And I also give presentations about the blockchain. I actually gave a presentation in Amsterdam, Netherlands for a node conference, just getting people like knowing what the blockchain is and how as developers they can make applications using blockchain technology like Ethereum.
Great. And Portia, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
I would say the biggest challenges is like it's getting people to understand what exactly a blockchain is. I mean, when you listen to like the blockchain podcast, one of their challenge questions is like, explain the blockchain in 5 words, and they can't do it because it's so complicated. The blockchain, for the most part, is a distributed database. It's a distributed peer-to-peer database. In its simplest definition, and many people who aren't in tech still are having a hard time figuring out what a database is. It is also hard to figure out what are going to be the uses and how to put products into market. We're so much in the research phase. Like Canada, I believe this year made its own currency. I think Sweden is experimenting of putting real estate on the blockchain. That I think it's hard to figure out what is a market fit right now in 2016 for like a solo entrepreneur. I think the biggest successes with blockchain is access to capital. For the longest time, I think Americans and other people living in Western countries we're kind of blind to our privilege, how readily available money is, how we're able to take out a loan, how we're able to trust banks. Many countries really don't have that luxury, and it's really hard for them to get money from point A to point B. So, I mean, being able to democratize the movement of money, I think, would be a big win for blockchain and for the people who are able to use blockchain.
Portia, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Hopefully, blockchain will replace the middle people when it comes to banking transactions. There are many people in Wall Street or who work in other banks and investment firms who deal with the movement of money and the movement. Let's say you have A, B, C, and D. You are A, the other person is D. It's really hard to figure out who is B and C. And if you have something like like blockchain technology, then you won't need to have people working the B or C. Blockchain will change the way that property is being tracked. I mean, right now, it's really hard to figure out who owns which property because it's in a database or it's not, and the databases are not universal. As I mentioned before, I think blockchain will also change the movement of money. And that's already, you can already see that in a new browser called Brave. In Brave, you're actually able to keep a Bitcoin wallet and be able to give money at this point to like magazines and different media companies. So I think those are some of the changes that is in store for us.
And Portia, how will people make money with blockchain?
That is a big question. Blockchain at this point reminds me of search. Back in the early to mid 90s, you have many companies like Dogpile. I think I'm dating myself here. and Yahoo, you had, it was a choice in terms of which browser you're going to use. And then Google came and like took most of the market share. I think that's going to happen with blockchain as well. Like, I think there's going to be a dominant company that we go to as opposed to a different choices of companies. That being said, I think consulting is how people can make money now. Like, being able to educate and tell people exactly like how they can use the blockchain, what the blockchain is about, I think is a good first step in making money using the blockchain.
And what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Oh, go to meetups. Definitely go to meetups. Listen to podcasts. I like listening to the Bitcoin podcast. They're awesome. They actually expanded their podcast and they answer questions and they also talk to experts. I would read about Ethereum. I think Ethereum documentation goes into a lot of like blockchain technology. And yeah, those are things. Oh, and open an account on Coinbase. Like, I think Coinbase is a wonderful hello world introduction to what is cryptocurrency and how you can use it practically.
Great. Well, thanks, Portia.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.